I say, praise the Lord. I say, Drift Run Church. I say, good morning to everybody that can hear the sounds from the pulpit here this morning. I praise God for everyone that made their way out. I ask Him for His guidance right now. And we're going to be coming out of Psalm 23. And I know it's familiar to everybody, but that's what we're going to read. And that's what the Lord has laid on my heart. And we're going to go from there and see where the Lord takes us. Again, I want to make sure that Livy and Izzy are being behave out there. If those sitting around that car, be sure they ain't got Debbie tied up or anything yet. Must be okay, or they got her gagged, one or the other. All right. So we get started here this morning. A lot of things are coming together to pertain to the sermon topic here this day, and I've said this many times, how it's so awesome. It's a miracle how God coordinates each and everything, where we couldn't plan this. We couldn't put this together. Paul's topic in his class this morning will go right along, and every song will go right along with what the message is this morning. So I'm going to read out of the whole chapter of Psalm 23, and it's just six verses. So Psalm 23, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake." Verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Verse 6. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let us pray. Lord, again, we just bow here before You with Your word open before us. Open our hearts and open our minds and open our willingness to receive what You have for us. Stir our hearts with Your Holy Spirit as only You can. I ask for Your blessing upon the word. I pray for it'll fall, it'll move freely among us. I do again, Lord, ask for You to forgive me. Guide, direct, let every word be from You. And these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. Amen. Now I know you hear this scripture verse at funerals a lot. And of course, I did a funeral this week, and it was brought up, but it really wasn't used in a message or anything. But it made me, Ken was teaching Wednesday night on Psalm 21. He referenced Psalm 23. And as he was reading along, verse 4 really jumped out to me. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." And the statement, "the valley of the shadow of death," really stood out to me. And I started thinking about that. I started asking questions in my mind. And I realized right then, I thought, now, Lord, that's what the sermon topic is for Sunday morning. So I looked up in the original Greek in the Strong's, the word valley means a gorge or a narrow way. And the word shadow is the shade of death or grave. So let's read that again, because this is David speaking, the man after God's own heart. So we gotta realize that this is not just for unsaved or saved, but we got to know this is David, and he says, "Yea, though I walk." So David says, "I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff comfort me." But he says, "I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." And I think, how do we get there? How did he get there? And we know David's history on some of the sins that he committed, but he has done nothing worse than not one of us, any of us. We are all guilty, and we got to be known guilty. So that made me realize how we get into the valley of the shadow of death is we're born. We're all born into the valley of the shadow of death. We're all born into the valley of the shadow of the valley of death. So how did we get there? How did we get there? We know it happened in the Garden of Eden when Satan said, "Surely you won't die," and they were disobedient to Jesus. In Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man..." Now listen, this is how. We got to understand how we got into the valley of the shadow of death. We got to know that we are walking in that. Saved, unsaved, we're all born into the valley of the shadow of death. Remember that. It says, now how did we get there? "Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered the world." Adam. "And death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." We're all in that valley of the shadow of death. So we are born with a sin nature. Like it or not, believe it or not, it's the Word of God. We are born with a sin nature. And our sin nature, what does our sin nature bring us to? Sin actions. Sin actions. And if you deny that, the Bible says the truth is not in you if you say you have no sin. So our sin nature leads us to sin actions. The results in Romans 6:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That was 3:23. I'm sorry, that was Romans 3:23. But I'm going to read Romans 6:23. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, I'm just trying to establish that that is fact, that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we are all there. This is not just about David. This is not just about people on their deathbed. This is about us from day one of conception through our entire life. That is the valley. It's our physical lifespan. The wages of sin is death. Right back to Romans 6:23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So what's your point, Jamie? What's your point? And I'm thinking a lot about lifespan. And this is going to make you think a little bit on a personal note on in yourself or what you've seen. I couldn't help but think about the day. Libby hadn't been born very long, and Debbie and I was at their house, and I was in the floor playing with this baby and enjoying her and watching her. And I had to get up from that and go down the street a few blocks and do a funeral for Debbie's uncle. So it's like I saw in that day, I could see the whole valley of the shadow of death. I could see it from one end to the other. I could see the physical lifespan of a human being. We are all in the valley of the shadow of death. So, in dwelling on that more, and most of you, I think we'll see the older generations, anyways, will see that when you're born, you know, the babies they start looking ahead to learn to go to school. Isabella was real excited about going to school her first day. Now they're real excited about Say they got a good, I think about Charlie. He got this little thing he calls a digger he can set on, and he digs dirt and snow, and it works like a little backhoe. It's a pretty neat little thing. But he looks forward to the next time he can play with that thing. He's looking forward. As we grow up, we continue to look forward. We look as we get into high school, as we get into the next ball game, as we get into the next car we buy, as we get into the next motorcycle race we do, as we look ahead to the next this, the next that, the next this. And then we're to the point where we look to retirement. Then we run out of things to look forward to. Now think about that. Think about that. Do you look forward to Alzheimer's disease? Do you look forward to not being able to get up? Do you look forward to not being able to use the bathroom by yourself? Do you look forward to not being able to bathe yourself? Do we look forward to not being able to even find our clothes? I'm guessing not. I'm guessing not. And if you've lived life long enough, you've seen the whole valley of the shadow of death, and we're all in it. We're all in it. So what's your point, Jamie? So what's your point? We get to a place after retirement, maybe, we start looking back. The highlights of our life are behind us. When Paul was talking about giving his testimony this morning, it was like that's spot on. Paul talked about pre-stroke, post-stroke, before and after. But he's looking back to how he could function before stroke. We look back to how, hey man, I could run fast when I was young. I could run real fast. But now I can't even get out of my own way. So I look back at how fast I was. There's a joke in the motocross world says, the older I get, the faster I was. And there's a lot of things that we do. Yeah, I could have done that back then. I could have done that back then. So we hit a time toward the end of that valley of the shadow of death. The only highlights in a physical life is behind us. So point being, where I've been going with this whole time as we travel through this valley of the shadow of death, we're at a time in this country that a lot of things are going to happen in the next month. It could change many, many things here. But my point is we got to look beyond. We got to look ahead. Chapter 7, verse 24 in Romans, Paul says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? O wretched man that I am, stuck in this gorge, stuck in this rut, stuck in this narrow passageway in the valley of the shadow of death, with no hope before me but the grave. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can save me from that? Who will deliver me from the body of this death? Let's go back to, I'll be going back to Psalm 23 just a bit. With just a few more comments on trudging along in that valley. And if we get caught up in that valley, even distracted, even as Christians, and we keep looking back instead of look beyond the grave, looking ahead, looking out there, looking past the end of the valley of the shadow of death. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Blow your horn if you're looking at that this morning. Blow your horn if you're looking beyond the end of the valley. We got to have confidence in that. We got to look beyond that. We got to seek that. We got to live like Christians, folks. We got to live like we got hope. We got to live like we're not going to be stuck in this valley of the shadow of death. We got to continue on. We got to show our children they're guilty. They're stuck in that valley. And their hope is beyond the grave. Their hope is in the cross of Jesus Christ, as we preached last week, in the precious blood that made a way out of the valley of the shadow of death. We're going to go back and read that chapter again, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that means need for nothing. He will supply everything. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And that's in calmness. And he's telling us this. David's telling us this as he's trudging along through that valley of the shadow of death that we're all in. We can all take this on to a personal part of our lives. The attitude that David has right here is the attitude that we need right here, right now. Because, folks, we are in the valley of the shadow of death. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yeah, that's us. That pertains to us. That's not just for funerals, folks. That's for life. That's real life. That's part of life. And that's where we're at. I will fear no evil. He says He didn't give us a spirit of fear. And we know there's evil abounding all around us right now. For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. He's putting his trust in God to fight his battles for him. God will take care of things. The promises are in His Word. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Do not fear them. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Is your cup full this morning? Do you got your cup available to be filled? Set your cup out. He has plenty to fill it with. And listen to what David closes with right here. And this will be in closing right here. David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I will dwell. Amen. I heard them shouts out there. I heard them amens out there. It may sound like a car horn to the world, but it sounds a rejoicing sound in heaven right now when you are bringing praise to the Lord, whether it's with a horn or with a shout. They're from the heart. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can you be excited about that this day? We're stuck in this valley right now, but God made a way to take us out, and He's making a place for us to come. I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down, and that's going to be our home. He will be our God, and we will be His people. I'm excited about that this morning. I pray that you are too. I know this, the way we have been doing things is so different, but we got to realize this is reality in our lives today. It's not about the same old, same old, same old, all those that we did all the time. We've got to make a way. God made a way. We got to put the effort out to worship Him and to serve Him. I'm tired of sitting in my car. Okay, come on in. Or do something different. But it's not about our convenience. It's about serving the Lord. It's about worshiping God. It's about knowing that we're in this muck and this mire. And one day He's going to take us out of this. Whether we're stuck in our cars or in our homes or wherever it might be. He's going to take us out of this. And He made a place for us where we can spend eternity with Him. I'm excited about that. I'm ready to get out of this narrow valley of the shadow of death. Amen. Amen. I heard that. Wow. Well, I hope that stirred your heart as the Lord has stirred mine with that. And as Paul was talking about when he was teaching, talking about reading the night before, and then how the Lord can work with you in the night. It's amazing how God works in my heart and my mind, and obviously Paul's too, and maybe I'm sure every teacher and preacher there is, how it just wake you up in the night, and that's right on the tip of your tongue what God is talking to you about. So as we're going forward, I'll be preaching again tonight. So Julie's going to get us a song right now, and so if you have a need or whatever it might be, come on in or blow the horn, I'll be out, or whatever it takes. Pray right there in your car. There is no boundaries to a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.